Hello again, and welcome back. I am Uncle Bye Bye, and with me as always...
The Brit.
Here we are, and we are coming to you tonight, unscheduled, unplanned. We're breaking into our own station, as they say. We couldn't resist immediately talking about a Netflix series that we just completed. We got through it in
two nights.
Seven total episodes.
But they're short. They're like 30, 40 minutes each.
So we probably watched 3.5 hours worth of it in two nights. It's called Baby Reindeer. Okay, if you haven't heard of
it
yet.
It's like the hottest thing. It's all the hype.
Probably will.
Yeah, this is the Netflix series that is fully hyped right now.
It does not appear that there would be any seasons forthcoming.
God, I
think this is a one and done.
Yeah.
Not because of its poor quality. It is outstanding.
It is outstanding.
Outstanding and unique. And remarkable in ways that I have never experienced television or film.
No, that's true.
Before. It was one of the most truly...
Disturbing.
Disturbing, deep and heavy. I know, deep and heavy.
Like, I feel like
into the human condition... you know, I feel concussed
I feel like I'm coming down from it. I feel like I need to talk to people about it because...
And it's
based
where do
on
we
a
begin?
True story. That's the biggest thing. This isn't just a, you know...
We don't know how based, but pretty based.
Pretty much.
How do you measure base?
Be careful who you're nice to and who you feel sorry for.
Okay.
That's the lesson
The first
learned.
Thing I will say... Public service announcement. If you are at all easily triggered or traumatized by deep, dark psychological concepts, topics, anything like that, do not watch.
For sure.
If you are too fragile.
Yeah.
It is not light. It is not fun. There are a few comedic moments, but they are...
Cringe moments, though.
Cringy moments, because what we get is a true glimpse into the darkest, most broken parts of the human psyche.
For sure. I mean, last night when I went to bed... I was kind of, it was one of those things you go to bed like after watching a horror film, and I felt scared. I felt like I needed to close the windows.
Right. There are no monsters.
No, there's no horror in it. This is just
no
real
horror.
Life stalking, basically. Here's the
twist. We are the monsters.
Yeah.
Human beings.
Oh, for sure.
And not in an evil, criminal way,
no.
Even. Just... Very broken, some of them sicker than others, but it takes us on a dive to the center, again, of the darkest, deepest, heaviest shit you can fucking imagine.
I've never watched anything that has made me feel like this. It
No.
was so real, and I felt like I was part of it watching it sometimes. The awkwardness... Well, let's start saying what it's actually about.
Well, we don't want to give it
away. Well, no, but we can give a brief...
Okay. Shall I start?
Yeah, you do it. You're good to explain him.
We'll go by the character names. We don't want... Well, I guess it's written and starring a British comedian,
I've never heard of.
Richard Gadd.
He's Scottish, apparently.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I've never
So it's basically his life story. He's kind of a struggling artist type, except a struggling comedian.
Yeah, he's
He works in a bar. He bums residencies, not really a couch surfer, but he's not a standalone on his own kind of guy. He's a little bit of a misfit, a little bit of an outcast.
He's kind of nerdy, skinny guy.
Yeah, you know, and troubled and awkward and you know, just whatever. And he works at this bar, and his comedy's not funny, but almost intentionally, I believe, very smart. The character's supposed to be very smart, and certainly have a high, what do they call it, a high emotional intellect, right? He, you know, he realizes he's a self-aware person. Works at this bar, a customer comes in.
In Camden, in London, and I was going to say to you, Camden is very cool, very hip, but grungy too.
Okay. Well, a patron comes in who is a significantly older than him. You know, he's in his mid to late 20s. She's in her late 40s. And she's awkward. She's large. Mm-hmm. She's unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
She's loud. And she's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, she's mentally ill, I guess. I'm sorry if I'm insulting anybody.
Remember when we used to just say somebody was batshit crazy? Now we have to say them, you know, their mentally mental unstable. Health is not good.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's all the same.
So, whatever, you know, and she seems to have delusions of grandiosity and whatever. But he makes the mistake of, you know, she doesn't have any money to pay for her tea. So he gives her a tea. And that's the beginning of an obsession on her part. But his character, Donnie, her name is Martha, Donnie's the other character, willingly participates and engages in this.
He kind of likes the attention from her.
He does.
In a weird way.
And he admits that later. Although stalking ensues, right? Yeah. Full-on stalking
severe,
and harassment.
The worst possible
stalking. Your worst fucking nightmare.
Think
basically
Fatal Attraction,
your worst nightmare.
But worse.
Worse. Way worse. This movie is
and
far
is
more disturbing.
And this is supposed to be true, which is the worst
this
part.
This movie, this, whatever you want to call it, series, is far more disturbing than Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah.
And if you thought the shocking, sensational graphic parts of Pulp Fiction were a lot, Pulp Fiction is Sesame Street compared to what we're looking at here. It's a children's TV show compared to what we're looking at right now. Honestly, if I scroll through the Rolodex of my viewing history, I cannot come up with anything comparable that was equally and simultaneously awkward and off-putting and cringy, and then it gets so real and so dark and sad in ways that I haven't experienced sadness. We're watching an individual look at themselves through a microscope and not like what they're seeing.
And
that's not the crazy person.
No.
That's not the, oh my God. So it's going to be very hard for me to sit here and say, I mean, again, we'll go back to our rating scale. Any suggestion I'm going to give you of viewing this has to come with a warning.
Yeah.
It has to come with a warning of be prepared for something you've never seen before.
Yeah, it's the most emotionally charged thing I've ever watched.
Emotionally charged is a good way of putting it.
I mean,
I mean, even now
sat here, I'm thinking about it. I mean, it's so disturbing.
It's so disturbing.
Because it's true. You know, mainly true.
Well, it doesn't matter whether this particular, whether all of this that we saw is true, it's all stuff that has happened to many, many millions of people.
Yes.
The situations are not unique.
No, they're not.
And the situations are life-changing and traumatic on a on a level that's just inexplicable. I mean,
to watch something on television and feel what you feel when you're watching it is like,
right.
It's unbelievable.
This connects.
Yes, it does. Connects. You're right. That's the right word. It connects.
We connect to the emotion that's being portrayed on the screen.
For many reasons.
Yeah. And I have not experienced anything as severe as what goes on here. But the underlying emotion of it, right?
Yeah.
It exposes insecurities.
Yes.
It's tough. It's a tough watch.
And yet it's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
I mean, remarkable that in what it achieves.
Yeah.
I think. I agree with you. It should be highly acclaimed. It's not for everyone. There are, I don't want to say controversial, but there are some touchy subject matters. The
fourth episode is very heavy.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if we want to just come out and say it. I don't think I do.
No, we don't need to.
I would proceed with caution.
For sure. And don't have any kids in the room with you when you watch it.
If you start to feel like you're unsafe watching it, trust those feelings and turn it off.
For sure.
Because it goes to some very unsafe places.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about it. It's called Baby Reindeer.
Even if...
Remarkably acted.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievably well acted. It's incredible.
These things haven't happened to you.
You can relate to
them. Yeah, and you might even find yourself thinking, that could have happened to me.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
All of it.
Right. All of it. So, all of it. We could be... Well, I won't, you know.
Yeah. You watch it, but yeah, it's brilliant. It's disturbing.
Dark, I feel shell-shocked. Heavy, deep.
Well, the description of it was, this is a black British comedy. No, not
there
comedy.
There was very little funny about it. I mean, there were some funny moments early on, but then once... the layers are revealed of what we're actually dealing with here. I mean, think of the most disturbing film you've ever watched. So for example, my mother couldn't handle The Joker because she thought it was just too dark.
Yeah.
Or even the Dark Knight.
That's
nothing. That's child's play compared to what we're dealing with here. Child's play. Yeah.
But I can't say I recommend it but if you're good with, if you think you can handle it, watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to leave our rating system aside on this one.
No, we'll just say it's brilliant. But
proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah.
If you do watch it, again, it's a Netflix series called Baby Reindeer. We would love your feedback.
Yeah, for sure.
Find us on the socials. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'm Twitter, not Edelweiss. You can find me.
Well, I think we have
Instagram.
Uncle Bye Bye and the Brit on Instagram.
Yeah, you'll find us anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, until next time, we will have something, I promise you, more light
more
and
uplifting,
fun.
Yeah. Couldn't... Oh, I know. We'll do Costco samples. Really like it.
Or maybe
it.
Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle. Mm. Give
All
me
right,
that
well,
bowl.
We'll be back soon. until next time, I'm Uncle Bye-Bye.
And I'm the Brit.
Toodle-pip. Catch you on the flip.